Welcome to another episode of The Layback with Luke Bettis. I am Luke Bettis, but y'all knew that. He is Eric Anderson.
Yes, I am.
Yes, for today. He's a shapeshifter.
Tomorrow, who knows?
Who knows? So yesterday we talked, yesterday we talked about captured, corrupt, peer-reviewed articles, and today we're going to, as promised, watch a video on Matt Gaetz taking down Kevin McCarthy, and very significant. I'm not sure the ramifications of this or who's going to take over the House or whatever, but the things that Matt Gaetz is saying resonate with me, as I hope they resonate with a lot of Americans, meaning that we're tired of the corruption. We're tired of, you know, the special interests controlling this country, the oligarch controlling this country, and the lobbyists controlling our House of Representatives that we elect, allegedly. So that said, I wanted to watch this video of a speech that Matt Gaetz did during, before the vote, but I can't find it anywhere online, interestingly enough. I can find a little 2-minute clip of it through ABC that has 18,000 views and 175 likes. Shows you how the mainstream media is dying. Only has 18,000 views. Let's watch it. We can watch it on off of the Jimmy Dore show. I was trying to watch it without all the commentary from Jimmy Dore, so that Eric and I could comment on it. But we will comment on it, and we'll try to do our best to avoid as much of the Jimmy Dore commentary as possible. I love Jimmy Dore. I think that's a great show, and I agree with most things that they say. I mean, I really haven't heard anything I don't agree with, but let's take a listen to the speech as we watch Jimmy Dore eat a sandwich, and we'll go from there.
To be clear, I tried to get one of the three podiums on the Republican side, and y'all wouldn't let me have them, so you sent me over here. But you know what? I'll make this argument at any desk in this building, from the well, from the chair. I'll make it on every street corner in this country that Washington must change. Boom. We have to break the cycle. We have to break the fever. And I would hope, truly, that the reforms that we are fighting for are reforms that would last and be embraced and that would democratize power in this institution beyond the privileged few who back us up against shutdown politics and Christmases and deadlines in order to achieve their objectives. Mr. Speaker, high inflation is on the verge of bankrupting American families. Our economy is breaking in half. A typical American family can't afford to buy a house in 99% of U.S. counties. Inflation is stealing more than $700 a month from working Americans, nearly $9,000 a year. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and he has failed to take a stand where it matters. So if he won't, I will. I make no apologies for defending the right of every hardworking American to afford a decent life for themselves and their families, and we have a greater opportunity to do that and to build coalitions under new leadership. We have to rip off the Band-Aid. We have to get back on a better course. And Mr. Speaker, I don't know how this vote's gonna go. Usually when a vote comes to this floor, it's pretty predetermined. And this one, I'm not so sure. But I am sure that we've made the right argument, that this place deserves single subject spending bills, that we should have 72 hours to read a bill, that something that spends more than $100 million shouldn't be put on the suspension agenda such that we can't amend it. And there shouldn't be secret side deals made on a continuing resolution to lump Ukraine in with border security. That is not right for Ukraine or border security, because it fails to give either of those issues the dignity that they would require. But we can return that dignity to this House. We can get back on a better path. We can have single subject appropriations bills. We can set a budget top line. We haven't had a budget in this place since I was in high school. So let's get a budget. Let's get our act together. Let's get on with it. Let's vacate the chair and let's get a better speaker. I yield back.
And so.
So that's the first one. The second one's even better. But I mean, you know, the things that he's talking about. single bills, meaning instead of these, you know, what, 2,000 page or bills that they make you, that they make the Senate vote on within 4 hours of delivering the bills in the middle of the night, so that you just have to read the cliff notes and then vote. You don't really know what all's in the bill, and then it turns out that there's misappropriation of spending. And military industrial complex gets more somehow. They just earned another $20 billion. You know, it's like
it's like you have to speed read a 2,000 page novel and it's all in legalese.
Yeah. Yeah. Which nobody can do. Except for ChatGPT. All right, Matt Gaetz, you fucking pussy.
That's all they have to do. It says put in this proposed bill onto ChatGPT, summarize.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's a pussy for not realizing that ChatGPT could do this for him, can do his job for him more efficiently. And this is all for nothing, Matt Gaetz. No, just kidding. No, we. But, you know, we've snuck in a lot of things this way, and it's just fucking dishonest and sneaky, and it's not how I want to be governed. It's not how I would govern my company, and it's not how I want to be governed. It's ridiculous. You know, single item agenda, whatever they're called, you know, hey, we're going to deal with border security. Okay, what's up next? We're going to deal with the Ukraine war. Okay, what's up next? Instead of lumping everything together to hide. I mean, it's a shell game, right? They're playing turtle shell. What's the game?
Yeah, the shell game.
The shell game, right? That's what they're doing. Where's the ball? And it's deceptive. And it's, you know, I mean, when are we, the people, going to say enough is a fucking enough of these fucking games and all the lies and the bullshit? Everything that comes out of a senator's mouth or a president's mouth, to me, is just a bullshit sandwich. It's never truth. There's never truth behind it. It's all spun up and manipulated and propagandized, and it's to hide the truth. And I think that's why people like Vivek Ramaswamy and RFK Jr. are so attractive to people right now, because they're speaking the truth. And even Donald Trump, you know, I mean, even I think that's why he became so popular, was because he seemed to be telling the truth. And in a lot of cases, he was telling the truth. And then in a lot of cases, he was a scumbag liar as well. So, sorry, your guy sucks too. This is what I told my dad. He always tells me, vote. It's important, vote. You know, and I'm like, dude, it's a shitty product. It's a shitty product. I don't want to vote for anything. They don't give me anything to vote for. What you got to go?
It's not a product at all. It's a shitty service that they promise on, but it just never comes.
Exactly. Which, in my opinion, as a business owner who's been in sales for 20 years, 20 plus years now, who teaches sales, who has, you know, read tons of sales books and other CEO books. And, you know, I just know that a product is supposed to be something that benefits both of you. They're supposed to be what's called a winner's exchange. You win and I win. We both win. And right now, America is not winning. The American people are not winning. We're not having a winner's exchange. The top 1% or the top oligarchy, the upward transfer of wealth. You know, we just went through the largest upward transfer of wealth in American history in the last during the pandemic. You know, trillions of dollars just got taken from the middle and lower class and into the upper class. You know, Jeff Bezos, you know, monopolized, basically had a monopoly during the pandemic in a lot of ways, you know. And that wasn't, it wasn't right. But, you know, he can be on his yacht with his hot girlfriend and his whatever $100-200 million yacht or whatever he owns, right? Good for him. Good for fucking him. I'm not mad about that. What I'm mad about is that those people get to influence those people into fucking us in the ass. That's what I'm mad about. So you should be mad about that too. Unless you like that sort of thing, then maybe you're okay with it, which is fine too. But I don't like it. So there's another clip I wanted to there's another clip I wanted to cover too. Jimmy was saying before this, he was saying this is something that we thought we would hear from the squad, from AOC, or, you know, some liberal. This is something that we thought we would be hearing from a liberal. But no, it has to come from Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida. Oh, okay. They're going to jump back in.
Imagine if they had the balls. Imagine if a Democrat had the balls to say this and actually follow through on it.
And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollered out this town and have borrowed against the...
Do you hear the marked difference between if you were in a crowd of people and said that?
Yes.
And what you hear at the top?
A crowd of people. So if I say that at one of my shows, the whole place stands up and cheers.
Yeah,
he says that in front of their elected representatives and they boo him. Yeah.
His own party. That's his own party booing and he doesn't give a damn.
That is, this is like watching, to be Matt Gaetz right now, for me, it's like watching a professional wrestling villain go to the microphone and all of a sudden turn into the good guy.
Yeah, he's a rock.
You're
man.
Like, what? You're for the people?
He's doing a great wrestling monologue. Boo.
Boo.
Now, can I just say, in fairness to Jamal Bowman, I believe he did try to force the vote a couple times, but it turned out to be the fire alarm.
So the conservatives have been... This is, and you know, force the vote made me. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say bitter, but it made me cynical, because I saw all these people just blatant. The whole establishment lies. So that. So wait, he says, but let's. Matt Gaetz is on fire. Let's play another one.
It is astonishing to hear any colleague give Speaker McCarthy credit for moving on to the single subject appropriations bills. As you heard my colleague, Mr. Biggs, say, that was never the plan from Speaker McCarthy.
Mr. Biggs from Sex and the City?
Is that what he said?
Is that Mr. Biggs? Did he say Mr. Big, my friend Mr. Big?
I think he was talking about another congressional member.
Because that would be exciting.
Yaka, yaka, yaka.
My colleague, Mr. Biggs, say, that was never the plan from Speaker McCarthy. The week before we moved on to those single subject
some
appropriations bills,
shit.
The plan was another CR. He pitched a CR. They tried to get us to vote for a CR, and only when a brave few said, we are done governing by continuing resolution, we are here to eulogize the era of continuing resolution, we will not do it, we will not pass it. These bills can go, the spending may rise and fall as the years pass, but the notion that we're going to lump in the Department of Education and the Department of Labor with our military and our troops and our Border Patrol is fundamentally unserious, and I would suggest chaotic. We cannot do that. It was only because we forced that to happen. And by the way, if we continue with Speaker McCarthy, the appropriations process will go right back to what he wanted it to go back to. Just a sideshow, just a puppet show, just something to keep the hamsters on the hamster wheel.
Wow.
As they continue to back people up against a calendar, centralized power with the lobbyists and special interests that move all kind of money through the leadership. And then that's how they get their way, and that's why the American people have been getting screwed decade after decade, and I'm not going to tolerate it anymore without a fight. I reserve.
Woo! That was pretty badass. He just explained exactly. He just told. I mean, this guy's going to jail, right? Like, he can't say that. He can't say the truth about what how the system works, about the special interest groups paying all of our elected officials, all of our elected representatives, that all the multi-billion dollar companies pay them, big oil, big pharma, big military, big insurance, big hospital, you know, what else? What am I missing? Big oil, big pharma, big insurance, big hospital, big military, big hedge fund, Wall Street. That's the one I'm missing, yeah. Big bank, obviously, which is hedge fund, which is Wall Street. You know, those are the people that run the country, that run the world. There's a handful of billionaires that run the world. And they pay all of these senators to do their bidding and to create policies and move money around and money launder for them. They're just pawns. And he just said it. He just laid it out for everybody.
Boo.
Boo. Look at that guy sleeping in the background. He could give a shit. He's so fucking rich. He doesn't even care.
I love that. It's just like, oh, this is not important.
The other guys are on their phone. They're like looking at some girl's ass on
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yeah, yeah, something. On something. Nobody's paying attention behind him. Guy's sleeping. He's like, oh, look at this girl. I found her on OnlyFans. She makes $1 million a month. She's worth it. Oh, look at her. He's like, wow, that is a nice ass. That is a great-looking butthole. These fucking douchebags. Fired. You're all fired. Matt Gaetz, you're the only one that is not fired. Who else? Who else should we not fire?
Who else should we not fire? Oh, I don't know names.
Yeah. Maybe Rand Paul. I don't know. Nah, I mean, and even Matt Gaetz is probably corrupt, you know? I mean, he says he doesn't take money from these super PAC. He doesn't take super PAC money. He doesn't take special interest money. I don't know enough about the guy.
Right, never. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he takes or doesn't take. I know he goes to a nice hairdresser, though. He's got a good $300 haircut.
Right. Not to mention Rand Paul is, you know, a spry 60-year-old.
Yeah, how old is Matt Gaetz?
Matt Gaetz was
41.
Like,
I think you said 41.
So
I thought you said 41, but you can look it up again.
Let's see,
41. Yeah. Yeah, he's younger than me. He's It's good shit, man. It is good shit. I was watching a video. I was watching a video of 2020. It was March 15th of 2020, and it was Dr. Drew on the phone with Rob Schneider.
Oh, Robbie, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him from The Animal.
The Animal. Hell yeah. Yeah. He's got a bunch of great movies.
Yeah. Quite literally, there was a bit of him on South Park in like old episode where they do these new Rob Schneider movies, but he's all like these different things. Like, Rob Schneider is a carrot. See how he goes through life as a carrot. It's like, what?
Yeah. He's a funny comedian too. I think he has a new stand-up special or something like that, and I thought it was very funny. Very funny. But he was talking with Dr. Drew about COVID and that it was a respiratory disease, and he was talking about how it's all like they both of those guys were very on it in March of 2020. And they were they were 100% correct on everything they said. Masks don't work. You know, you need to get herd immunity to herd immunity. Normally, these affect the elderly, people with comorbidities who are sick already. You know, it should be treated like a flu, and maybe it's more deadly than the flu. And they were just saying that. It's a respiratory disorder. We've already had SARS-CoV-1. This is SARS-CoV-2. So, you know, we already went through one of them. So this is the second one. yeah, so I don't know. They were up on everything. It was interesting to watch a 3.5-year-old video that still held true. And then Schneider was on his program the other day. I didn't get to watch it yet, but I did watch him on Adam Carolla. He makes some very good points. You remember Adam Carolla?
Name sounds familiar.
He's a comedian. He was on the Dr. Drew call-in show, Loveline.
I don't watch Dr. Drew, honestly.
It was radio, I think, back in the day. It was called Loveline. It was a radio show with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. People would call in and be like, yeah, I was making out with this girl, and I ejaculated in my pants. Just, you know, and Dr. Drew would give advice, sound advice. yeah, he's also on The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel on Comedy Central. That's after Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope. I think they started it, and then Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla took over.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Girls on Trampolines. Remember that on Comedy Central?
No.
They would go to commercial with girls on jumping on trampolines.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Toxic masculinity. Just a lot of toxic masculinity. Is it toxic? I saw a funny Bill Burr rant about that. Is it toxic? Oh, I'm sorry. Is going to spring break? Is it toxic now? Is that too toxic for you? He's like, in my day, used to go to the bar, talk to a girl. Just go up to her and talk to her. Tell her she's pretty. And then the other guy goes, oh, so you could get laid? And he's like, yeah, that's how you fucking did it. And it was legal. Pretty funny stuff. Well, I don't have anything else to cover. I just wanted to cover the Matt Gaetz stuff today. We will do another couple of episodes next week. Did you have anything you wanted to cover or talk about?
I mean, not really. One thing that came to mind when Matt Gaetz was chatting there, addressing the Congress. One thing that I have found out that's interesting, at least historically speaking, whenever you have like a lobbyist that's trying to pay for something that, you know, only benefits them, and they're like spending like what, millions now, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions now, if not billions, and you know, historically speaking, they do eventually fail. It just may take decades.
That's not true. I mean, I've heard people say you can buy a senator for $10,000.
Okay, well, slavery used to be legal. Now it's not. That a lot of plantation owners, because they were the rich ones, they wanted that to stay in place, had an entire war. They kind of drained their money too. But eventually that got amended. Women's rights for voting and working,
sure.
Civil rights, all of that had lobbyists behind it that wanted to not let those things go through.
But yeah, of course, because if you're talking about rights for people, those are civil rights issues, all of those things, right? Women's rights, slavery, homosexuality, any of that stuff. Those are things that they don't fucking care about. The oligarch doesn't give a shit about. those are things that aren't going to move very fast.
They did in those times, I'm saying.
Oh, they did?
Well, yeah.
How do you know?
There were all kinds of people that were paying to make sure slavery continued.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm saying is they're going to move policies that move the needle for them, right?
Right. No, I'm just saying that's always been kind of like the case.
Okay.
And I'm saying, like, it may take decades, unfortunately, but they do eventually fail because enough people eventually just, like, stop it, you know, either through protests, through war, or through something else.
Yeah.
But that was, like, my only thoughts. At least this is coming from a historical view.
Yeah, eventually.
From, like, you know, 70s.
Yeah, before. But not without people like this.
That is true as well.
So that's my point. Is
people coming in and shaking it up, be like, this is messed up.
Yeah, we got to stop. We got to stop this shit. And that's what he's saying. We got to stop. We need to change. We need to be better. And he's fucking right. It's a shitty product. And at least Matt Gaetz gets that this is not a sellable product anymore. I'm not fucking buying it. I hope you're not fucking buying it. I know a lot of people aren't buying it. And, you know, it's hard to vote because there's no product worth voting for. There's nothing worth saying, yeah, I agree with, you know, the majority of the things that you stand for. And I know that you're a honest person that's going to look out for our best interest. Because that's not happened in my lifetime. I don't think that's happened in my lifetime since 1978 and probably before that. So, you know, enough is a fucking enough. Thank you, Matt Gaetz, for, you know, whether you mean it or not, whether this is another psyop or not, because I'm very distrusting at this point. For all intents and purposes, it looks like Matt Gaetz is being honest. It looks like he is trying to shake things up. He just got the Speaker of the House kicked, voted out. Right, he just got him voted out for the first time in history, for doing back deals with Biden on the Ukraine war, funding the Ukraine war, and so, you know, that's a step. I think all these people should be put in jail. All these criminals should be put in jail. That's another step, especially all the people that, you know, committed crimes against humanity during COVID, that broke the Nuremberg Code. Those people should be at least in jail, if not put to death, like they were in
what code? What was that?
The Nuremberg Code.
Nuremberg Code. I never heard of that.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I was going to.
The Nuremberg Code was developed during World War II, after World War II, where they tried the doctors and hung seven doctors for crimes against humanity.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Those were Nuremberg trials.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. That's why the first word sounded familiar, but I didn't hear it as a Nuremberg Code.
Yeah, and then the Nuremberg Code was developed, which is, you know, you can't experiment on people unless they have full consent. They understand
They understand what's happening to them.
Right. And there's arguments to say that, you know, the forceful nature and the coercive nature on which these vaccines were given to people without the data and lying about the data, saying it was safe and effective. All news outlets were saying it was safe and effective, which was a lie, was a crime against humanity. You know, you killed children. Children died. So, you know, I mean, not just children, adults, people. People died. Lots of them. Hundreds of thousands of people died from these vaccines. So, you know, and a lot of people are sick and hurt and damaged and reproductive systems are broken. And, you know, we'll talk about that next week. There's a great, podcast with Dr. Drew and, Dr. Kelly Victory and another doctor who discusses, all of the irregularities in women's menstruation that has happened due to the vaccines. So that used to be called conspiracy theory. That's another one that used to be called conspiracy theory, which is now just a conspiracy, a real conspiracy. It actually happened. It's not just a theory. So a lot of those things are coming to light, and you know, we all need to keep talking about it. And I know I'm not the best at this, guys. I know this isn't the greatest podcast in the world, but I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to stop the tyranny any way, shape, or form that I know how. And this is all I can do right now. So I'm going to keep talking about it. I hope you'll join me in talking about it. I'd love to hear you in the comments. I'll talk with you. It'll be me talking with you. Do you want to talk shit? Talk shit. I don't give a fuck. Talk to me. You want to go have a beer? Let's go have a beer. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Come see me. Holla at your boy. Eric will come and drink a soda water because he does not drink. But he will eat like a motherfucker. I'm telling you, this guy can eat. So wings. He'll have the wings. We'll have the beer and some wings as well if he'll share them with us. But all right, that's my cue. That's it for today, everybody. Thank you. If you want to sponsor the show, we would love to have you as a sponsor. Hit us up at thtalktime at...
It could be thtalktime or it could be the IT at THP Studios.
IT at thpstudios.net?
Yes.
.net. IT at THP... So Trailhead Podcast, right? THPstudios.net. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Love and peace to everyone.